This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, just get involved. Get involved, get engaged. There's a lot going on. I mean, we'll get to the text. We'll get to all that good stuff later on. Like I said, I know everybody else is talking about it. I don't want to beat it to death. It's already been beat to death, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. For those of you trying to get the flag, talked about the 35th email I get, we'll get the flag. But you know, there's two things. One is, you need to send a picture of the flag flying on your home, you holding it up, something. I want to see it. I want proof that you got it, that you're real and that you're not just a bot. So anyhow, and we're not there yet. Close. I'm not telling you how many more. We're not there yet, but we're getting close. David Fisher from Landmark Capital is going to join us after the break. David, you know, he's got a very even keel personality. Doesn't get too excited. And we talked a little bit about, you know, what took place in the stock market. And you know what? If you just stop and you think, right, use the brain cells that God gave you, you're going to see how much sense it makes. This is not a big deal. California lawmakers, remember, you know, I've been telling you that these guys, you know, tax money for these guys is like crack. Once they get up there, they start playing with it, they start dealing with it, they start, you know, tasting it, they can't get away from it. Really. It's quite scary, frankly. So they want, they're looking for all kinds of ways to get money from you. So most states don't have tax on, you know, legal, you know, accountants. You know, professional services. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. But a state senator from Los Angeles, okay, of course, wants to increase taxes on legal consulting, accounting, and other service work. And they want to use the money to cut other taxes and upgrade state infrastructure. Now, we've already been taxed to upgrade state infrastructure. Do you know that? Two or three times now. And somehow we can't get the state infrastructure fixed. So I say, they're like crack addicts with the tax, only they're tax addicts. Say Senator Bob Hertzberg, Democrat from Los Angeles, has introduced versions of legislation for years in a bid to help insulate the state from the boom and bust cycles in revenue draw from relying heavily on income tax payments from the wealthiest Californians, who now are leaving the state. His current proposal, Senate Bill 993, is different from prior failed attempts, because the recent federal tax overhaul provides a new urgency to address California's tax structure. Right. In other words, we need more money because we can't control ourselves. The severe impact on the Trump tax in California means on the Trump deck. I love that. It's a Trump text. Means now is the time to bring this idea to life in a way that is smart, creates lasting improvements to our tax system, and more. Under the legislation, revenue from the increased taxes of service work would be used to cut other taxes and finance what other taxes? And then, if we're going to use this money to finance infrastructure and improvements, what about the taxes that you already nailed us with that are supposed to be fixing infrastructure and improvements? I'm just curious. I mean, am I missing something here, right? That was a Nancy Pelosi line for some of you who don't know. But really, you think about the way they do this. I love this. So the GOP representative defended asking Capitol Police to arrest illegal immigrants at the State of the Union. You know, why does he have to? Why does someone have to defend themselves for asking the police to uphold the law? Are we really there? It's just amazing. So Representative Paul Gosar out of Arizona, Republican, defended remarks he made last week calling for the Capitol Police to arrest any illegal aliens in attendance at the State of the Union address after members of the Hispanic caucus tried to pass a resolution, you know, in the House on Tuesday condemning him for his comments. So let me see. Let's condemn a legislator for trying to uphold and do exactly what he swore to do, which is to uphold and defend the Constitution of these United States. Let's hold him in contempt for doing so, and let's let everybody who just ignores, spits on, and uses for toilet paper the Constitution, let's hold them up as heroes, right? Isn't that amazing? These people are warped, big time warped. The House voted 231 to 187 along party lines to kill the resolution. Now, Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham out of New Mexico, chairman of the Hispanic Caucus, authored the resolution, which condemned Gosar's inappropriate actions and intimidated State of the Union guests and discredited the U.S. House of Representatives. You should be discredited. If you do something, take action that is illegal, okay? Flat out illegal, 180 degrees against the Constitution and against law. Why shouldn't you be chastised? Why shouldn't you be held in contempt? Why shouldn't you be censored? So you want to condemn my free speech, he says? Oh, we're going to talk about this more later. But next up, we've got David Fisher. Don't go far. If you want to know what happened to the market and what's going to happen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack.
He you're willing to fight?
Flying in from somewhere.
Are you getting ready for a fight? If you guys think that 2016 was a fight, okay, 2018, are you serious? If you're a conservative, forget the Republican part. If you're a conservative, okay, 2016 was a play date at Romper Room, you know, at the Mickey Mouse Club, compared to what's going to come up in 2018. What they're doing to amass the thousands. You know, I saw a group of people come together this weekend, and they were touting the fact that there were 400 there. But the union brought him in. You know, how is it grassroots when the union has to put people on buses and bring them in to support your cause? Let's talk about the market. I got to get this behind me. Well, you know, I always love when I have David Fisher on with me. We have a good time together, and I actually understand what he's talking about. And earlier this week, when the market went into a spiral, I was able to call David, and nobody had to take him off the ceiling. That's why I like him so much. Very simple and easy for me to understand and then convey to you guys, as I did later on that night. You know who I'm talking about. David Fisher from Landmark Capital joins me, as he does every week, to kind of give us a feel on what's going on in the economy, in finances, and all that other fun stuff. David, always fun when you join me. I do appreciate your time with me.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm glad I have a clue sometimes, some of the days of the week. Actually, since our conversation, that brief one the other day, I have a lot more of a clue, and it's a little bit more in-depth and surprising me, but I had a lot of studying on this to be up to speed and, as Scripture says, show yourself approved.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. Being on this side of the aisle as I am and doing the show every day, people send me emails and they start pounding on me going, hey, where's your, and the little guy here is saying, look it, first of all you gave up was your earnings for January. So if you're that greedy that you can't give up 6 weeks worth of earnings so the thing can reset itself, you didn't give up your earnings from 2017. And you can correct me on any of these if you want to. I said, I've been told by the economists, you know, David Fisher included, that there are going to be resets. There are always these resets slash bumps, and they come back with me, yeah, but this is the greatest fall since the crash of, you know, 28, 29, whatever. I'm going, look, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm going to wait till he comes on, and we'll let him explain this whole thing to us. So was this the worst stock market drop in the history of the world? I mean, are we coming to an end? Should we go ahead and bury, well, we can't bury the money. Should we bury our gold in the backyard? I mean, what does all this mean? What does all this mean?
My competitors would tell you that for self-serving purposes. You know, I believe in capitalism, and I believe people should own gold, but I'm not going to fabricate something at the sake of telling a lie or even embellishing a truth to be not that to get people to invest in any product. So that's not my who I am. My level of integrity is much higher than that, and I know that's why many of the reasons you have me on your show.
Yep.
Enough about me now. The market is the key here, not me. Let's put this into perspective. It was the largest percentage drop in history. Okay, but let's put that in. So this was a larger percentage, point drop in history. It was closed 1,175 points down one day. But percentage-wise, it was 7.6%. Black Monday, 1987, was three times bigger than that, so percentage-wise. But
right.
Point-wise, because the Dow was a lot lower then, it was a smaller drop. It was a 588-point drop. So when people say things to us, let's get our facts straight. You know, I'll try to be as factual as I can be. You know, I'm not always that. I'm now a contributor for TD Ameritrade on a regular basis, and I made a quote that was incorrect in the week. After that, I came back on and quoted. I quoted the right number, just the source was incorrect. So, you know, but we want to be people of integrity, and that's the key here. But, you know, this is not the end of this, so I'll tell you this, from what I'm finding out now.
Okay.
And it is, and I want to speak to the people that hate Trump. I'm not a Trump hater. There's things I don't like about President Trump, the way he shoots from the hip, you know, and I think we all know what we're talking about. But there's a lot of good things he's doing, okay? And, you know, the people that are saying, this is Trump's causing this, and then, you know, see, we knew it wasn't going to last that long. This thing is in a bull market, but it's in a roller coaster ride now in a bull market. And this is a normal correction. We haven't had a 10% correction in 4 years, and we haven't had a 20% correction or greater since 2008. So we're still in due for one of those, and because that happens every 7 years, and we're 3.5 years past a normal, healthy correction. This was just a small, barely a correction. We didn't quite breach 10%. Really, we got slightly under that. So it's, you know, you can strike that up to a correction, but usually it doesn't happen in 2 or 3 days. It happens over a period of about a month. So this all happened short term in 3 days, and it was all because of the Federal Reserve.
Okay. You've got to expound. You can't leave us hanging. You've got to expound it all because what did the Federal Reserve do?
They sold their treasuries. This is the first time the Fed's been saying we're going to unwind the balance sheet. You and I have been talking about
this,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I went to the Fed's website. So this is a well-documented what I'm going to say today. The Fed pulled the trigger and finally unwound the first tranche of the balance sheet. And the Fed's balance sheet is $4.4 trillion. $4.2 of that is in securities. And, excuse me, $2.4 trillion of that is in U.S. securities. And $2.3 trillion, and I'm using round numbers, is in, excuse me, 1.7, to get my facts here, I went to the Fed's website, and according to the Fed's report, they hold outright in securities $4.2 trillion. And of that, $2.4 trillion is in U.S. securities, treasuries, and $1.7 is in mortgage-backed securities. So what they're doing is they're unraveling their balance sheet. In other words, they're selling it off, which is what I've been saying they're going to do. They've been announcing it. They've been saying it for a year and a half. They're going to unwind the balance sheet. They finally pulled the trigger. Now, let's put this into perspective. We're going to have to talk about this on the other side of the break.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot to this. Probably most of the program will go about this because this is the key and gives us a window of or insight what's really happening and what's causing the panic. So,
I agree with you. We're going to have to get more of this from him on either side of the break. Don't go far. Look, take notes. It's important when you want to fight back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Sides. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Hey, man.
We are back.
Yeah.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him back to explain what happened on Monday. You know, I always love it when David's on with me. As you guys know, he explains stuff in plain, simple English, and David, you know, was getting into in the last segment, we were getting into why the drop is not anything that Trump said, did, or tweeted, for that matter. And he's explaining, and he's talked about it in the show for well over a year, on how the Fed, you know, in unwinding the balance sheet, doing some of the things that it's doing, we're going to affect the markets, period. It has to. It's natural. David, give us some insight.
Okay, well, first of all, understand the two concepts. Bull markets don't die of old age. They die by central bankers. And also, markets test new Fed chairmen. They tested Yellen. They tested Bernanke. And now they're testing Powell. On Monday, Powell was brought and sworn into office. And on Monday, we had a huge drop. The Fed has said for 7 years, they've done a lot of testing on unwinding the balance sheet. They called on Gagnon and Sachs, the two guys that put together the quantitative easing program, brought them back. They don't work for the Fed anymore to run a test and several tests and models on how to unwind the Fed balance sheet. And by the Fed's own admittance, they do not have a plan that will not affect the markets. So they've been warning us this is going to affect the markets, and this is what happened. So unwinding the balance sheet means they're going to sell some of their treasuries, and some of them they're going to reinvest, they call it rolling it over, and some of the mortgage-backed securities, they're going to just sell all out. So here's what happened, and here's the plan. In January, February, and March of this year, the unwinding would be capped, this is the Fed quotes now, $20 billion a month. The second quarter, we're going to rise it to 30, the fourth quarter to 40, and the fifth quarter to 50, or fourth quarter to $50 billion a month. So They're going to increase the selling of securities by $10 billion a quarter, capping it at $50 billion a month per quarter, starting in the fourth quarter. And this is going to go on for several years, 3 to 4, they're saying. They're projecting that. They're not being held in a timeline. An additional $600 billion is going to be sold in 2019 on top of that. And then another additional $600 billion is going to be sold until the Fed seems that it deems that the level of their holdings that they have is what you call normal, which confirms that we have the Fed has a bubble in their balance sheet. So the rollout happened, and here's the actual numbers. First of all, you have to understand a Treasury matures January at the end of the month. For example, January 31st. Right. And this month, the Fed sold $27 billion in treasuries. So this is what we call unwinding QE, or unwinding the balance sheet. And of those securities, some of them rolled off and some of them rolled over. In other words, simple layman's term. Rolled over means they were replaced, and rolled off means that they actually sold them and got paid for. So of the $27 billion that Fed sold in treasuries that matured, that came to, if you have a two-year note that you bought 2 years ago and it comes to maturity this month, that means it matured. It's getting ready to do something with it. So of the $27 billion treasuries that matured in January, the Fed rolled over $16 billion or replaced them with new treasuries. But the other $11 billion rolled off their balance sheet and they got paid cash for it. If you look at the Fed website, they have a chart on this. Now, this is correlates exactly what happened in the Dow. I have a Dow chart here in front of me. I have a one-month chart. On the 26th of January, which was a Friday, the Dow was at its peak at 26,616. I know for sure there's some people on Wall Street that know the Fed's going to roll off their balance sheet, and so they're preparing. But the actual rolling or selling off the balance sheet happened on the 31st. That's when we saw a 7.6% drop in the Dow in one day. That was the Fed rolling off $27 billion of securities or selling them, and $11 billion rolling off, actually selling it. But when you have the 2 days before, we are at 9.2% of a drop in the Dow, of realized drop in the Dow from people that saw this happening either because of the panic or saw the selling. They panicked and they sold. But the Fed is the one that caused this. They're going to do it next month. They're going to do it the month after this.
Yeah, we're not hearing this even on some of the high-end, you know, business channels. I'm not just, you know, Fox Business, Bloomberg, that kind of thing, are we?
I saw two people talk about it on CNBC today. And the first person that came out and talked about it, they kind of berated the guy. And he says, I'm telling you, go to the Fed website. And so I have a TV in my office. I watch financial news. I got to pay attention, and I did my research, and these are the facts. He was right. Steve Leisman, who's a Fox contributor, CNBC contributor, works for CNBC, came out and actually confirmed that this is done. This is the Fed doing this. They're trying to calm the market. So what I want to now talk about the flip side of this. What I'm not saying is next month, the Dow's going to drop 7.6%, and the month after that, and the month after that, or higher than that, because every month, every quarter, they're increasing it by another $10 billion. At some point, the market's going to factor this in, but the market got spooked because the Fed is pulling away the punch bowl. And this is what this confirms what I've been saying, that they created this big bubble called quantitative easing, QE 1, 2, and 3. That create a whole bunch of money to stimulate the economy, and that because they had a bubble that they created by creating artificially low interest rates, and they created a real estate boom. And when that market busted because people can't afford their house payment, And it all it took was a couple of people being really scared that turned into a neighborhood, that turned into a city. And then it just rolled across the United States. The same thing happened on Wall Street. Two firms got in trouble, Bear Stearns and Lehman's, and it just rolled through the rest of the world. So this is being contained, though. Nobody's panicked. There is leverage going on in the marketplace. And I don't want to minimize what happened because we lost $7 trillion of, I think the number was $8 trillion of stock value. So that's a lot of money to lose in the marketplace in a short period of time. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens as we move forward in this. There's some other things that are causing some problems along with this. And that is the Treasury made an announcement here too, Joe, that yesterday, that they're going to have to increase treasuries to $1 trillion, almost doubling what they normally increase it. It's a jump by 84% over 2017 year, tune of $955 billion is what the Treasury is expecting to do. Putting this into perspective, you know, that's not saying, hey, the government is spending so much money, we're going to have to issue $1 trillion more just to offset the overspending. That's what this is all about. And the Treasury predicts the United States is going to borrow more than $1 trillion in 2019 and $1.1 trillion in 2020, as this year's is $955 billion. This is the largest borrowing, biggest jump in borrowing from up 84% from last year to this year since Ronald Reagan's presidency. So I've said this before, and I know Trump supporters don't like this, that we're ignoring the debt of our country, and this is a fact now coming from the Treasury that was just announced yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And as a result of that, what are we seeing? The 10-year yield move up to 2.83%, which is what I'm saying. We've got to watch the 10-year yield. That is going to tell the whole story. I got a white paper coming out talking about all of this. In fact, I've stopped the presses. It was just about ready to press the print button this morning. I'm going to add one little segment on what we're talking about today because this confirms and brings everything that I've been saying full circle. It's unfortunate, but our country is running on ether. We have a great economy, but we're ignoring how we're getting that great economy. It's called debt. And then also another article came out. The national debt's going to jump by $617 billion in the next year.
Yeah, you heard it. 617. Anyway, we'll hear more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fisher joins us. We'll be with us still after the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper, article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
All we need is stand in the studio now. Okay, here we go. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, hey, write it down, take notes. You need to know what happened on Monday so you don't be afraid when it happens again. And it's going to happen again. We're back with David Fisher, and, you know, I know some of you guys start swimming when we get into these numbers and the way we lay things out, but you got to kind of try to take a second, you know, pull it in and try to understand how it all comes together, because it does. you know, the average guy driving down the road working 9 to 5 doesn't see how this may affect him, but it could. It could affect his boss. It could affect, you know, the price of gasoline, the price of food at the, you know, at the supermarket. You just got to kind of try to figure out how it all pulls together. And David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when he's on. He's on every week to help explain how the markets are moving, a way to protect your money. Again, it's not one way. This is not the days of your grandfather, right? The market, the dollars, the way you save money, the way you protect yourself, there's a dozen different ways to do that. And David, again, thanks for being with me. And what is a couple of trillion dollars? $10 trillion among friends. You know what I'm saying?
We'll boil it down to simplicity and how do people protect and affect their pocketbooks in a second. But let's put the debt into perspective. It's growing faster now than under President Obama in his first year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not being talked about that way because it hasn't actually been measured and come out because it hasn't actually happened. They're saying the Treasury just announced yesterday that they're going to have to do this. When it's done, then it will come out and say, look at what has happened under the first year and a half under President Trump and how the debt has ballooned. Put it into perspective, back in 2012, the gross national debt amounted to 95% of the GDP. Before the financial crisis, though, Joe, it was only 63% of the debt to our GDP, gross domestic product. At the end of 2017, the debt to GDP was 106%, and now we just ballooned it. We're creating 87% higher debt this year than last year. So this number of debt to GDP is, I'm going to speculate, 110%, 112%, I don't know. It's going to be in the triple digits, in the teens possibly, when it all comes out. So at some point, the world's going to say, America, you're just like Greece. You can't. The only thing you can have different is you have a bigger economy, bigger infrastructure, and a bigger printing press called the Fed, but we don't believe that you can pay down your debt. And the teeter-totter scale is going to tip the other direction unless our president follows through on what he campaigned upon, and I hope he does, get our debt under control. But so far, it's the pedal to the metal. They still need to pass that $1.5 trillion. It was a $1 trillion. Now it's $1.5 trillion spending bill. We got they kicked the can down the road with the House and the Senate agreeing upon, you know, a continued resolution, in essence, what it was, till March 23rd, which is about the time when the country runs out of money, or early April, according to the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. So, I mean, we're playing with our future and our debt. It's not something that's popular to talk about. I get it, but it's something that is revolving around what the Fed is doing. Otherwise, if the debt was not important, why did the Fed buy $4.2 trillion of debt? Why are they unraveling their debt now? Why are they doing that? If something's in the wind, they're saying, hey, we got to get our balance sheet shrunk because we have a guaranteed loss by holding these because the yields are going up. But it also tells us maybe there is another problem brewing and they got to get their balance sheet low to expand it again. Because you just can't keep expanding your balance sheet out of thin air. But this is why they're having to do this. We do have some problems. How this translates into the average Joe American? Well, look at what happened in 2008. It affected the rest of the world. That's why you got to diversify. Yes, this is a great stock market to be in, and I love it. I love the economy, and thank God it's booming. But this is not normal, and this is highly leveraged still. Much more than 2007 was,
right.
And when it busts, this could be the biggest bust of all time. I'm not being negative. I'm just saying if one day of the Fed rolling out of its balance sheet causes a 10% drop, imagine what's going to happen. There's going to be some challenges month after month after month, especially the next quarter when they increase the rolling out the balance sheet. It's going to have a negative effect. And at some point, people are going to say, enough is enough. I don't want to play this roller coaster game. And that's when enough people start exiting. That's when we have a tragic turmoil on our hands.
And that's part of what happened. I mean, Monday, a big, was it Monday? I think it was. A big part of what happened were You know, now we have computerized trading, right? So you've got these automatic things that kick in. And that's what I was trying to explain to people. You said it to me, and it was very true. When I thought about it, it was like, okay, that makes so much sense. There's no way people can do a sell-off in less than a minute and a half, right? I mean, you can't dial that fast.
So Dow plunged 500 points in 3 minutes. That was the computers kicking in after the Dow fell 5%. That's what caused it to fall another 2.6% that day.
Right.
So that was just the computers doing this. If we have this, you know, now the computers are buying. And they will, and that's great that the market's starting to recover. It hasn't fully recovered to where its peak was at 26,616. But I think it's going to get there. But this thing's going to happen next month, or
right,
something along this. What we know for sure, the Fed has not said they're not going to do this. You know, I'd be very surprised that they're going to stop 1 month into their unraveling of 2 or 3 years of the Fed's balance sheet. They're saying, oh, we're not going to do this no more. Look what it did. I think they're going to continue to do this. It's going to cause market gyration or some effect, maybe not as big as what we saw, but just understand this is not done, but it's not the end of the world either.
No, not by far. I know that. Yeah, not by far. But people try to make it in that light. And you know what? It's one of those things that to a degree, it's going to have to play out so people can see how bad it isn't. But, you know, it's one of the arguments that I've had with my friends, with you know, people that I've been dealing with on a regular basis, is at what point in time do you actually start making fixes? I mean, to your point, we just keep spending money. We're not curtailing anything. At some point in time, this is really going to get painful because we're going to have to stop or pull back on some of the true entitlement programs. We're going to have to stop and pull back on some of the money that we're wasting across the world, right?
You're exactly right. When 72% of the budget is already allocated towards hard cost, you only have 28% that they're voting on Congress, and they're fighting over the 28%. They still can't get enough money to fund everything that they want. So, you know, when you add DACA in there, when you add a wall in there, it starts to whittle away, and that's no longer 28%. It's down to 24%, 23%.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps going down, and pretty soon, and as interest rates go up, the debt goes up to payment. That whittles that down. Pretty soon, we're stuck mathematically. It's a mathematical thing. It's all it comes down to. That's why they wanted to pass this tax bill to grow the supply side, to get more revenue. I hope it works, but in the meantime, it is going to add a lot of debt onto our country. And the whole idea is so much supply side is going to pay down that debt. It's never worked. It didn't work under Reagan. And I love Reagan. It's probably not going to work now because the numbers are even so much more higher. But it was the only out. That's they're trying it, and God bless them. I'm glad they're trying it. But just let's come up with a plan to get our debt under control too.
Yeah, I agree. All right, you got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk. Let's talk about your what the heck is it? I had this when I came in here. Oh, I know, the white paper. God, all that money talk is got my head floating. But let's talk about your white paper. And, you know, is time up? Which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming great deflate? We talking about football here or money?
Well, the Super Bowl rings were made out of precious metals.
That was good. That's good how you roll that in there. There you go.
The Vince Lombardi trophy is $1,400 worth of silver in it, sterling silver, but it's actually worth way more than that. And so are the Super Bowl rings, more than their metal content. But the reality is when you look at what the Fed has done, they've created bubble after bubble. And in doing so, one bubble pops, that creates another bubble pop. And that's what this report talks about. It's a Fed problem. I love our country. I hate the Federal Reserve because of them interfering in markets. Sometimes they do things that they are forced to do, and I go, thank God they're doing this, like 2008. But sometimes they just over hit the target, and they interfere and manipulate markets. And when they manipulate, they create a bubble. The bubble bursts. This is just several bubbles have been created. That's what this topic, this white paper talks about. We saw one pop here last week, not a big pop, just a small letting some air out, normal air coming out.
Right.
So it's not even really a pop. So there's still a bubble there. The Fed balance sheet is the biggest bubble in the history of the world ever. That's the one I'm watching, and that's the one I'm concerned about. And that's what they're trying to do to unload their balance sheet. We'll see how this all comes about. You've got to get the report because time is up. We're seeing it. We saw the first warning sign launch over the bow in the market with the stocks and equities.
Okay. How do
get
people,
your education.
How do people find you? Too late. If you want to find them, you want to head over to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, we're going to deal with all the...